Welcome to Medified, a podcast about web dev and tech news that piqued my interest. I'm your host, Richard, and I'm looking forward to this episode.
Meta has released a new framework for detecting memory leaks in the wild as an open source library called MemLab. So let's take a look at what it can help us with, how it works, and a bit of history behind it. MemLab was first developed as an internal tool, and the need for it arose when Meta analyzed Facebook.com's memory usage. They found out that the users suffered from a growing number of out-of-memory crashes, which they didn't find before because, well, they weren't looking for them. High memory usage in applications can be caused by loads of different factors, and they are hard to spot during code reviews or in development. JavaScript code can experience memory leaks by keeping hidden references to objects, or memory usage can grow linearly and unbounded during a user's session. A good example of this can be an infinite scroll list that doesn't have any virtualization to remove earlier items from the list as new content is added. So, how does MemLab go about its business? Well, it's basically running a headless browser through test scenarios and diffing and analyzing the JavaScript heap snapshots. The whole thing happens in 6 steps, but to sum it up, in order to find leaked objects on a target page, MemLab first interacts with the browser and navigates through different tabs while collecting heaps from each of them. It then diffs the heaps and finds objects in the memory that shouldn't be there anymore. MemLab also refines the list based on framework-specific knowledge, generates and clusters retainer traces, and reports the leaks back to the developer. For browsers, you can define a test scenario file with the Puppeteer API and CSS selectors, and there are much more features to MemLab, like a GraphView API of the JavaScript heap, or the memory toolbox for finding memory optimization opportunities. You can try it out for yourself and install MemLab today. The latest Safari release from Apple is coming with a bunch of interesting new features. The latest update introduces an addition to HTML and CSS, improves developer tools, adds new means of authentication, and much more. Apple claims that since the last major update, they introduced more than 160 new features. And since this podcast is only a couple of minutes long, we'll just cherry-pick a couple of the most interesting ones. So, without further ado, let's dive into it. Probably one of the most interesting additions to Safari is container queries. Similar to media queries, container queries are used to adjust the visuals on a web page responsively according to the current resolution. The main difference here is that container queries are computed relative to the container width and height and not to the screen resolution as it is with media queries. This allows them to create highly responsive components that will adjust themselves no matter where they are in the web page layout. Next up, we have the cascade layers, which allow developers to define their own CSS layers together with their precedents. With this addition, developers will be able to create a more robust CSS architecture across the application. Another new feature that will improve the day-to-day life of developers are Web Inspector extensions. With this addition, you will finally be able to enhance the default Safari Developer Inspector with third-party services like React or Angular DevTools. Last but not least, when it comes to security, Safari 16 now supports passkeys. Passkeys will allow a smooth and secure way to authenticate in the application. The passkeys are an independent standard that is being adopted across all the major browsers, so it might be a good thing to take a closer look at them. We have already talked about passkeys on an earlier episode of Minified, and I'm happy to see the continuity and really wish this feature gets expanded upon because it's really awesome. Some quality of life updates come for Apple Pay as well, but it is probably more relevant to merchants than the end users. In case you ever needed to use Apple Pay to pay multiple merchants with a single payment, you are ready to go from now on. There are still quite a lot of new features left, from accessibility and animation improvements, through shared workers to shadow realms and much more. For more information, check the link in the description of the episode. What makes a developer productive? Can we link productivity to a developer's happiness? You can answer these questions for yourselves, but the GitHub Next team conducted a research using a combination of surveys and experiments, which led to some expected and some unexpected results. In a 2021 study, they found that a developer's own view of productivity is more akin to having a good day. And a good day is a day when everything is going great and you are laser focused on the task at hand. The GitHub Next team wanted to take a look at their new tool, Copilot, and how AI-assisted development can make developers happier. So, they have conducted multiple rounds of research, including perceptual as well as observed data, to assemble the full picture. Through a large-scale survey, they focused on other areas beyond the speed of implementing tasks, such as satisfaction or mental energy. Between 60 to 75% of users reported they feel more fulfilled with their job, feel less frustrated when coding, and are able to focus on more satisfying work when using GitHub Copilot. 73% of developers reported that GitHub Copilot helped them stay in the flow and preserve mental effort during repetitive tasks. And if you ask me, that's developer happiness right there. From the observed research, it's clear that letting GitHub Copilot shoulder the boring and repetitive work of development reduced the cognitive load. So, what about speed? Well, to measure it correctly, they hired 95 professional developers with similar backgrounds, which they then split into two groups. One used GitHub Copilot and the other did not. The group that used GitHub Copilot had a higher rate of completing the task. In relative numbers, 78% compared to 70% in the group without Copilot. But the striking difference was that the developers who used GitHub Copilot completed the task significantly faster. In fact, it was 55% faster than the developers who didn't use GitHub Copilot. So, what did we learn from this research? Well, in summary, GitHub Copilot supports faster completion times, conserves developers' mental energy, helps them focus on more satisfying work, and ultimately helps them find more fun in the process of writing code. Based on the research, it looks like with GitHub Copilot, we can get much closer to Ice Cube and that we may say that today was a good day.
Thanks for tuning in to Minified. If you like what I do, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Catch you later!